Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
First things first, thanks a million for keeping me laughing in times where I truly needed it. You two set the standards for a relationship that I strive to obtain one day. Aw, thank you so much.
Thank you sincerely.
Sincerely.
We banged recently, by the way. That was awesome.
We did. We got it in.
We got it in, finally. This bitch has been at the World Series every day.
It's
and
true.
We finally got it in.
I busted the next day, but you know
I
what?
I busted the
yeah,
day
that,
previous.
That night.
Let's go.
Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
What's up, Brody? It's the Crypto King.
And you are watching another Ask Us Anything, where you can submit any question you would like to ask us anything to podcast@nikki.limo. That's podcast@nikki.limo. And I don't look at any of these questions ahead of time. But if you are part of our Patreon, you will get your question bumped to the front of the queue. As the Brits say, the QQ.
They say that?
The Q.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
They what
say,
a nightmare.
They say shit like that.
Jesus.
Like if you're in a line, if you're like
oh
lined up,
God.
They call it a Q.
They really say that?
Yeah, like a bunch of weirdos.
Yuck.
As if it's not just like a letter in the alphabet.
Now that's two things I'm not going to get advice from them from.
Anyway, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/sticky, S-T-I-K-K-I. Your questions will be answered first at any time we do a mailbag, ask us anything episode, as well as Steve does Crypto Corner
every
week.
Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Never missed a show for 2 years. We get deep on crypto. We've been crushing this market the whole time. I called the bear market bottom November. Ask any Crypto Corner to fact check me on that. I called it in November. Everyone's waking up now saying, oh my God, the bull market's here. I called the bull market in November. Go
okay.
figure.
So if you went to Crypto Corner, you would have seen that. So hop on over there. Also, you get these episodes a couple days early and you get live stream. We do a live stream once a month and we also do a free roll poker tournament. So check that out. All right. Jumping into it, speaking of Patreon questions, we have a few Patreon-submitted questions, and we're going to start there. This one is titled, it's not really titled anything, so we're just going to jump into the body of the message. Kindly asking for a nickname like Silly Something 87 in case my girlfriend listens to the episode.
Silly Something?
Okay.
That's really
okay.
Hard to just auto-generate.
Silly Something 87?
Like, yeah, how am I going to just improvise something with silly something?
Well, it's silly something.
They obviously remember the episode where I was doing silly
yes,
straw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about working title?
Oh, that's good.
Okay,
working title 87.
Working title 87. All right. Hey, Steve and Nikki. This is an advice question for a show they don't tell you, and no rush at all. I'm just trying to plan super far ahead. I absolutely have no idea how I should propose to... okay, you didn't prep us
it's
first
a proposal?
You just jumped right in there.
Shit.
I have absolutely no idea how I should propose to her. I'm currently still saving for the engagement ring, but if woo explodes, then it could happen much sooner.
What side a legend.
Note, I finally reached my dream stack. Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go.
Anyway, I feel like something like this should be given way more thought and time compared to when I asked her to be my girlfriend. I really want to make this next important question extra special. Any ideas? I get you don't know us, and I understand I know her best, but I just wanted some random brainstorming ideas from the creatives.
Well put.
I've also been looking on Reddit to help with some ideas so I could eventually make it unique and my own. How did Steve or Nikki, I don't want to assume, LOL, propose?
Oh, shut the fuck. Of course. What are you talking about?
Thanks, and I appreciate all that you guys do. As always, hope to meet y'all one day in Vegas whenever we come around.
Okay, we love you, okay. First of all.
Incredibly so there's two put. Versions of how I got proposed to. In both versions, Steve was the one doing the proposing. I did threaten, however. I was like, I would say, if you don't propose to me, I'm going to propose to you. And so, you know, it could have happened. Luckily,
nobody knows how to push my buttons like this chick. That's obvious.
Because then you'll have to live forever knowing that I proposed to you.
Shut the fuck up. You already know I was going to do that. Then you got your Filipino family. I got my family. You think I was going to sit there and let you propose to me?
No.
I would literally shrivel
That's
up and die.
That was funny. That was funny.
Yeah, I know. That was really funny, actually.
So there's two versions. The first one is the real one, which is that he proposed to me in Waikiki on my birthday.
It's the less known one.
It's the less known one.
There's a more popular
because
one.
Because this dumbass didn't get any picture taken of it. Pictures taken of the event. So I told him, like, he takes something I say, a little grain of it, and he runs the whole miles with the whole mile with
always,
it.
Always, always.
So I
Wait,
said...
Tell him the grain.
Okay, I said that I was watching a YouTuber propose, and I was like,
"Your name?"
I was like, "It just feels like so
fake." It was fake.
Yeah, it just feels so like
you can hear the
like,
mic bumping against the chests and
I was
shit.
Like,
they're all mic'd up.
I was like, I would want like an intimate proposal, like a just you and me. I wouldn't want like it to be in front of a big crowd or anything because I just like feel like it makes it more about. The
spectacle.
The presentation yes. of it than it like the performance of it
yes.
than it is about like the moment that we get together and like I don't even get to feel like I would share it with you intimately because there's all these people watching. So I said that and I know that Steve had asked his ex-girlfriend in high school to prom in front of the whole school.
Yes.
So I was just like, just letting him know that
I'm not shy.
Like, don't do that. And so, yeah. So he took that nugget and just didn't like, no picture, no video, like nothing, like not even like, hey, waiter, I'm about to.
Yeah.
Like it was in a restaurant.
I wanted
so,
it
like,
to be genuinely us.
And it was.
And
it was.
It truly was.
It truly was. But
I
also
yeah, I overreacted to the
kind of wish
I overreacted to the note
that like we had a picture. That's fine. All. Like it's still just us, but just like yeah. a waiter maybe could take a picture or like the manager or whatever
would have been lit.
Like would have been so cool.
I agree.
But yeah, it was really cute, and we were both crying, and he gave a little speech and pulled a sentimental item out of his wallet of the first movie that we saw together, which was it was a ticket stub for a different movie because we had to sneak into the movie that we wanted to
my
see.
Favorite part. Star Trek II Into Darkness.
Never seen it.
One of the most dog shittiest movies I've ever seen retroactively
we
after the fact.
We were trying to see Great Gatsby, which wasn't much better.
No, it was dog shit too.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had to sneak into Gatsby by buying a ticket to Star Trek
because 2. We were late three times to all of the movie showings because we kept talking through
kept
dinner.
Talking.
Anyway, so he pulls that out and does a little speech, and I'm
I kept it in my wallet. I will say, credit to me, I put that in my I took the ticket stub, put it in my wallet that night, and I left it till that night. So that was
so sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And
now
then I finally stored it somewhere.
Yeah. Now
it's like
stored special
got
somewhere.
Got beat to shit, you know, for
yeah,
years.
Yeah. You don't want to fade into
no,
the oblivion.
No, it's my favorite. It's honestly my favorite other than like the rings that we gave each other. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Heirloom.
Yeah. And it was at this, the restaurant was great. We had a 3-course meal with wine pairings and it was like, it was on my birthday. Yeah. So I didn't get a present that year, which is kind of lame. Like I got a ring, but like that was supposed to be like a separate endeavor.
That was more
but,
than I've spent
you know,
on anybody ever in my life
whatever,
on
I'm,
anything.
You know,
but yeah,
I just know in the back of my head, because I keep tabs on this sort of thing, that like he definitely owes me a present from that year.
Okay, you got it. if you want to play this game, we can.
For those of you who are just joining us, I absolutely don't care about presents.
We both don't.
Like,
we
we're both not don't. Gift love language people, no. But I'm not dogging on anybody who is. It's just not my personal love language. Anyway, so that's one idea for you. Propose in a restaurant intimately, but make sure you get someone to take a picture, because just to commemorate the moment.
By the way, I wish I did that.
Yeah, we wish we had a picture.
I have no regrets about it.
No, me neither.
I'll never forget it.
I just wish, like, I'm such a sentimental person. I put pictures in my journal of like every important thing that's ever happened. I have like a picture in my journal about it. And I don't have a picture for that, except for us outside of the restaurant later when I show off. I like have a picture with the ring and Tim.
And I have a memory of the Indianapolis Colts losing to the Carolina Panthers.
And you
an
were
hour before I did
sunburned.
It. And I was like, maybe I shouldn't do it. I was like, maybe.
No, you weren't.
I was like, maybe tonight's not the night.
Shut up.
It's bad luck.
I knew you were going to do it on my birthday.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I know. She's the worst. You can't surprise this chick. I mean, I have since, by the way. Don't worry about it. But I was convinced for a couple of years I can't surprise
this
chick.
Yeah, it's true. I'm pretty good at figuring shit out. I love surprises. So I like really tried to trick my brain into like not knowing, even though I like.
And her and her ma too. You put them in a room. It's like, oh my God, I'm not going to get away with anything.
That's true. Because
you know that too, Darcy. I know you're listening.
It was a while later when.
She admitted. I knew. No, yeah. Darcy's like, I knew you were gonna propose, and then you were like, me and Darcy.
Yeah,
knew.
I already told her.
Holy shit!
I already
dude.
Said I think Steve's gonna propose
Bunch
to
of
me.
Frauds.
On this
and then the old man, because I told the old man first.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, "Hey, I knew the whole time." And then your mom's like, "I already knew."
Well, they didn't tell each other though.
Yeah, they didn't tell
each other. Like, because you told my dad, so my dad definitely knew.
And I told him not
me
to tell
me and
anybody.
My mom. It was more speculative, but I was like, woman's intuition. I think I know.
By the way, I will never forget that your dad kept that secret, because I know I can trust him with anything.
Oh yeah, he stepped.
But that was big for me.
Yeah,
because like you never know, because maybe he leaked it to Ma, right?
I have never heard him tell anyone's secrets ever. He's not a gossip person. I've never heard him go. My mom and my dad, neither of them go, "Hey, you want to know a secret about
That's
this
true.
Person?" Like
you're
never
very right
heard them
that.
Do that.
But I have to say, all respect to your father, Benjamin Lemus Nero.
Yeah.
That was a huge moment for me in our fledgling relationship. Although it was very
It was like four years in.
It was very developed. But yeah, I really appreciate that.
We went to Costco together. Yeah. Anyway, so there's an idea for you. But then the other proposal that we did, Steve did, was the more known, widely known one. And people
the more viral one.
Still to this day think that that's the real one. I did a scavenger hunt. So basically everything I said I didn't want, Steve did like a
parody video.
A parody video version of it.
A satirical
of a guy trying to make it about him.
Yeah.
And
look, I'll tell you exactly where I got this from.
You explain it.
I watch so many of these proposal videos, and all these guys, they do the same exact pattern, and I don't want you to do this. That's why we're talking about this right now. They make it about them, and they dude, you're watching this video and you don't even know what this bitch's name is for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like you don't even know what she means to this guy the whole time. He's just showing himself on the beach looking like a stellar dude. He set up the scavenger hunt and you know exactly why he made this video. And I'm a cynical person, but I know exactly why he made this video. He made this video so that all these chicks watching are like, I wish that was my guy.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not because it has nothing to do with the girl.
No.
It's just about how tight he looks.
Yeah.
Like, why doesn't she look tight? If she's the focus of the video, why doesn't she ever look tight this whole fucking time? Instead,
she's just the prize to be.
She's just the prize. She is, when you're writing a movie or whatever, she is basically the goal. Like Indiana Jones looking for the fucking dial of destiny, and she's the dial.
Mm-hmm. But so it's about Indiana Jones.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing. Like, that drove me crazy about that. So yeah, I put Nikki in an overly long scavenger hunt.
So I pretended to be like hungover, and it's like it's almost like he's waking me up at 6 a.m. to do this scavenger hunt, and
that never stops.
It never stops.
Always the next step. Always like smiley faces, winky faces with the clues.
It ends at Denny's,
yep.
And so we're at Denny's, and we're like I'm looking through the menu, and then he sneezes over, like, on the menu.
I sneezed all over my hand before I proposed to you.
And then he gets on one knee, and I'm, like, so embarrassed that that he's, like, in the middle of
the music is playing, like, it's a beautiful night. You're looking for something fun to do.
Yeah.
I want to marry you and all this shit. Because that the guy who did this video,
the
by the way.
Sentimental montage music.
Did that. He did it with that music. Just made it about him. And then, like, it looks tight, and all the girls in the comments are, like, saying all that shit.
Okay, so this was a satire, right?
Yeah.
But all of the comments, there's so many comments of girls like, why doesn't she appreciate him?
So good. So good.
Like, the whole point was, like, that he's kind of a douchebag.
As always.
But they're
my favorite comments, though, were like, why did he make it all about him?
And
I'm like, thank you. That was, like, when I did my homeless trolling.
Exactly.
I was like, yeah, exactly, dude. Like, I did a very quickly. I did a video where I was.
The girl should be grateful that he even wanted to marry her.
I got with an actual homeless guy, you know, and he was a very nice guy. And I was like, hey, dude, I just want you to know, like, you and me, we're in this together. I'm going to pay you to be my video. But the joke is not on you. It's on the audience.
Because it was at the time there were a lot of these, like, social
pranks, social experiments. And, like, hey, I'm going to take a homeless guy makeover.
I'm going to give this guy a great life now. Like, look at me being so generous with my money.
And make sure that you're recording me.
I'm going to give him $100 and watch him cry.
Are we switching cards? Are we keeping the focus on me?
Yeah.
Is it centered? Make sure it's about me. And so I just did that in a video. And then my favorite thing is when the comments are like, he just made about him. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah, please see that in the real videos.
Yeah, see
where
it
guys,
everywhere.
God.
I know.
But they don't.
They don't. They never will.
No, they never will.
They never will.
And that's why people keep doing it.
And in summation, don't make it about you. Make it about her. Seriously, make it about her. And you know what?
Well, make it about you guys, like,
exactly.
Together as a
exactly.
couple. Like, you know, Steve giving the, like, pulling the movie ticket out, I wasn't like, oh, we're going to make it about him. And I also didn't think he was, like, making it about me. It was, like, about us our story. It's where our story began. And it was, like, it was just really, I'm just going to cry. Like, it was just, like, really, sentimental to, like, see that ticket, you know? And, like... And that's where we started. I mean, kind of. Like, we knew each other before then, but that was like...
That was like the big catalyst.
We definitely, like... That was the night where I was like, I'm going to marry this guy.
I was like, I'm in love with this chick.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell Michael Gallagher that, like, the next time I saw him, because we were writing every week.
Mm-hmm.
And he was stunned.
Yeah, I get it.
Everyone was. Richard was stunned. Michael
was
stunned.
I put myself in their shoes, and I'd be stunned, too.
Yeah, they were all floored. I was like, I'm going to marry her, dude.
It was so quickly after your breakup, too, that, like, if I was a good friend of us, I would have been like, yo, you guys are...
Oh, yeah, warning flags.
That's why Fools Rush In was our... Or, like,
exactly.
Can't Help Falling In Love With You was our first dance song because, it was like...
Everyone said we're dumb and we're being fools and we're rushing in.
But, like, I used to say that, you know, Romeo and Juliet, at the beginning of the thing, he's obsessed with some other chick and then she doesn't want him and he's, like, heartbroken and he's, like, so, like, I don't want to live anymore without this other chick. And then
so
he sees
dramas.
Juliet at a party and he's like, oh, I'm fucking in love with this chick. Like, immediately gets over that last one that he was obsessed with.
Right.
And I'm like, what a dumbass. But then that's what happened. You're the Romeo.
I'm the dumbass.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well put.
We're so romantic.
We are. Everyone knows that.
Anyway,
though.
Well, I hope that gave you some ideas. But
hey,
mostly
whatever
just,
is about you guys, man.
Yeah. What
just
your
center
story
it about
is.
That. Yeah. That needs to be the nucleus of the entire thing.
Yeah.
And it'll all work out after that.
You don't have to make it super fancy or try hardy. It'll come off that way.
But you should try to go viral.
Yeah, if you do go fancy, definitely go try to go viral.
Yeah, try to go viral. And if you don't go viral for the proposal, definitely go viral during the wedding when you guys do the dance, the synchronized dance.
Oh, yeah, do a choreographed dance.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's always good.
For sure. We didn't do that either. We fucked up. We did, like, plug our Christmas album during
our
first
Christmas
dance.
Album, and I told everybody not to miss our wedding live stream for...
Oh, yeah, that was pretty fun.
Beforehand. And then as soon as the live stream started, I had one of the caterers come up and say, where do I put the presents? And I say, put them right here. And then all the camera live feed gets covered by presents. And the whole time, nobody gets to see anything. It was perfect.
All right. Next question. This one's titled Real Friends versus Networking Quote Unquote Friends. Hi, Nikki and Steve. I'm a big fan of yours and have been for years. I also think Nikki should always come before Steve. Honestly, it just sounds better that way. I agree with you, man.
Working, I
agree with you. Working
I think
title.
That's a whack ass take.
88.
Whack ass take.
You have a whack ass opinion on that subject.
That's your opinion.
Anyway, on to my question. I was recently chatting with a friend. Let's call her Alex. Alex was going to meet up with her friend Stacy. I was asking Alex to tell me about Stacy, and Alex explained to me how Stacy is super ambitious and will often, quote unquote, network, aka hang out with people because they may come in handy for her career.
Shit.
Wow.
Very transparent.
Apparently, most of Stacy's friendships started out that way, which is fine, but it seems like that's Stacy's primary motivation when hanging out with people. I couldn't help but think, yuck. I later met Stacy and she was super sweet, but then she went on to show me some guys she was talking to on Hinge. She was going to meet up with one of them later that day. I asked her, so are you excited for your date? She corrected me and said, I'll just be hanging out with them as friends. Cool, I thought. Then later in the day, she says that she's tired and honestly doesn't want to hang out with the guy, but she's forcing herself to because he works at a company she's applying for and the application is due soon. Ooh.
Wowza.
These guys don't know she's using them for her career. She even said to my friend, Alex, that maybe you being a teacher will come in useful to me down the line. It felt so gross and superficial, and honestly, I'm not a super big fan of Stacy after that. Hey, we don't blame you.
Warm.
This reminds me of a couple years back, a guy friend of mine, let's call him Bob, told him he was unwilling to cut contact with his ex, Dave, because Dave's dad had a ton of connections in his major. I couldn't help but feel sort of grossed out. I understand that as adults, there are some friendships that are work friendships, but I can't help but think that's kind of gross if you aren't upfront about this ulterior motive you have. Any advice on how to make real friends? Best, please keep me anonymous. Yes, sorry. Working title 88.
Love it. Good call on that.
Thank you.
Nice and anonymous.
You want to take a stab or
look? It's,
go first?
It's really not hard when people are. I actually prefer people like this to most people because
like
they're
Stacy?
So direct about their
transactional
ulterior motives. Yeah, it's very transactional. You know not to keep her close because there's no fucking point. She's
using you. Well,
you
just put them in a bucket.
Exactly.
This is a different bucket than my close friends.
And she's overtly using you, and there's nothing you can do other than like be pleasant.
Here's the thing is that you know that she's doing that, but she doesn't see anything wrong with it, right? Otherwise, she wouldn't be so forward with it. So you know that like that's she's in that bucket and she views these relationships as transactions. So if you ever needed a favor from her, she sees it as a bartering system. It's like, you know, that's just how it's like how people have love languages. It's like, I don't really need gifts, like I said earlier, but I know several people that's their love language. So I make sure that on their birthday, I give them a gift, like, because that's how they feel loved. Yeah, true. But also
that
like,
is true.
That's how they feel loved. And that's how they know that they feel like I'm a friend. Now, some could call that transactional. Oh, they only think you're a friend if you give them a gift. Well, no, but like, that's how they receive love. Yeah. So like for this person, Stacy, you know, it's not great if you value other things in a friendship, of course, but if she just operates that way, you know, just treat her as that. Like, you know that she's never going to be in your inner circle. You know that you're never going to care too much if she falls out of your life, but maybe if she thinks you'll come in handy, maybe she'll come in handy and maybe she ends up being like, she can get you a job someday or whatever. So I wouldn't like just discount these people.
Exactly.
Like I wouldn't
keeping
just dismiss these people. It's just, it's a neutral thing. Exactly. We don't have to go, ew, you're a gross person or anything like that. It's not gross. It's just, that's how that person operates. And
you also don't know where people came from sometimes. Like some people had to be resourceful to get anywhere and they had to do the transactional bounce bumper cars.
And they
thing.
See it as a like, oh, one day,
how this
like,
works.
Yeah, you scratch
works.
My back, I scratch yours,
exactly.
You know, and that's how they make friends.
That's how the system works. That's how business works. They just see it like that way.
And that's how like a lot of like, there's a lot of business owners that that operate that way. They just, they see social events as like, okay, let me figure out like, what can I do for them? And so, and then what can they do for me? Yeah. Like, it's and just it's, kind of like that. And it doesn't come across. It's not malicious. It's just,
yeah,
this is business.
And it comes across very cold often and calculating.
Sometimes, yeah, it can.
But it's a means to an end. And that's really how they got through life. And it's, it, you know, it's easy to just sit here and like say like, well, cause my friends and me, we're cool. Like, this.
You would do different things.
Yeah,
I mean, so like even my dad, for example. So my dad's an accountant, and there are in Santa Barbara, it's a lot of like small business owners, local business owners. It's a very thriving small business community, right? It like really supports and encourages that. So a lot of his clients are small business owners. And it's like sometimes he'll give a discount on taxes or throw like I throw you a bone and then you throw me a bone. Like, so when I was growing up, I have crazy back problems. I talk about it often. One of his friends and clients was a chiropractor. So he gave him a break, like a little bit discount on taxes. And then his friend worked on my back as a chiropractor. And it's like, is that gross?
And he wasn't very good at it because Nikki's back's still fucked up.
It's still fucked. But,
doesn't mean you're getting a good
but,
deal.
Yeah, but it's people do that, you know? People do that and you know, maybe... I mean, I think we've driven our point home, but like, it's just, it's not a necessarily bad thing. It could be, but it's not necessarily a bad thing.
This is the problem that we have, though, of being open-minded people who see how love languages work.
Mm-hmm.
I truly am more open to like, okay, this person gets it this way.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's
how this person perceives the world.
Yeah, and honestly, like, and I could see how, like, in a zoomed out sense, like, if I was like on like the Dr. Phil show, the audience would be booing me right now. But I really do just see how some people can operate.
Yeah,
you know, that's it. It's not malicious necessarily.
Yeah,
like it's actually very. They're actually not, you know, hiding the knife in a bag. They're actually just being honest about who they are.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is bad.
But do you think they're being honest with the Hinge date?
No, hell no.
Yeah.
Hell
so no. Like there's still like little things like yeah, that
very true,
for
but,
sure.
But I don't know what happens on the Hinge date.
Yeah.
Like all I know is they told someone else about the Hinge date. On the Hinge date, are they very transactional like that? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Because I've been, you know, we've been in the YouTube space for so long, and I always call tubers scum because it's funny to me. But there's a lot of that in this space.
LA is just, that's in, all there is.
There's nothing else.
Oh, that's kind of like what disappointed me about when we moved. There were quite a few people that I thought were in the close friend circle that I found out weren't. Like,
yeah,
they just weren't. They were there to like, oh, you're still semi-relevant,
yeah,
and like
things,
I can use
maybe,
you in
maybe
my
you
video
can hire me for things. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Like, what project are you working on? Can you get me in the door? Like,
it's 100%.
But then once we left LA, it's like, oh, we don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, I thought we were actual friends. That's crazy.
But you don't know.
Yeah.
So I respect someone who's more overt about it. I don't know that they're doing that behind the scenes though.
Sure.
So yeah, it is what it is.
You know, some of these people, I went to their weddings.
Oh,
they
legit.
Came to our wedding.
Legit,
you know,
dude.
It's weird.
It's weird.
It's really
no,
weird.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
Tuber scum is a real thing.
It's a real thing. Yeah. But it's not just tubers. It's the acting.
No, no,
it's
no. But that's who I'm most familiar
entertainment
with.
Industry. Yeah. Yeah. It's all of that.
Yeah.
It's real weird. But yeah, as long as it's kind of like, it's good that you're seeing this and it's a contrast to what your values are. And you know, you get to know who you are deeper as a person. Like, it becomes more concrete to you that in your authentic being, this is not the way that you receive relationships or want relationships in your life.
Exactly.
And that's great, because I think that's all we're here for, is to like really get solid on who we are and what we stand for. So
it's the only thing you can control.
Yeah, congrats. And also, it's okay to network, but yeah, just know that it's like, put it in a different category in your brain.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. We're going to go on a break right now. And whatever if we have a sponsor, you know, go over there and tell them we sent you and
yeah,
like, make us sound cool. Make it,
yeah.
Make it sound really
oh
cool.
My God, please.
Like, please buy whatever we tell you to buy.
Please.
Or if you don't want to buy it, just like tell them you bought it. Like, just, you
or
know, comment.
If we're shouting you out,
Brian Jorgensen.
Hey, Brian Jorgensen, you blew the fuck up because of us.
Yeah.
It's time to pay them.
Pay it back. That was a transactional arrangement. Give us a shout out back,
dude. Jesus Christ. We gave you so much
love. We thought you were going to start a podcast that was going to be sick.
It was going to help us.
But it didn't. And we just did a lot of work for you.
We gave you so much for free. Like, what is that shit, dude?
Watch them not hear the Brian Jorgensen thing right now. Whatever you hear, go do that. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you so much. And we will see you in a second.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing to the weird to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark. Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blythe.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Cute. Thank you for supporting the show.
And we're back. I hope you missed us. I certainly missed you. Look at my eyes. I missed you. Thanks cute. For coming back.
Cute.
Am I cute?
You're actually really cute.
Thank you. All right, this one's titled, I Don't Want to Break Up. Oh, no.
Oh, we're probably going to have to make you break up.
Mark, get the button ready.
Yeah, get it real ready. Hey, Mark, remove the glass from the button. Thank you.
Yeah. I think we're going to need to
lift the hinge.
Okay. Hi, Nikki and Steve. Thank you for entertaining me for years. You're doing amazing. I'm glad that you're doing podcasts, but I miss Nikki's vlogs. But I'm also happy for you that you found poker and crypto, things that make you happy and keeps you busy. Thank you so much for watching. I do intend to get back to the channel soon. I just have been living a life worth vlogging, and I can't wait to share it with you.
That's so true, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, you know, vlogging, I would like to be consistent, but yeah, living the life part is like...
Living a life worth vlogging worth is vlogging, well yeah. put.
Thank you. Please give me an awesome name just for fun. Our situation... Okay, an awesome name just awesome for name. An awesome name just for fun.
Oh, God.
Should we
I know.
Workshop it a little bit?
No, I know.
What?
What do whales eat all the time?
Fish?
No, the other one.
Brine?
No, the little one. Plankton.
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 Yeah.
All right, Plankton.
All right, Plankton. That's an awesome name.
That's kind of cool. If it wasn't what it meant, it would be kind of a cool name for a kid.
If we knew it wasn't at the bottom of the fucking
food chain. Yeah, if it wasn't like already a thing.
Like the bottom.
Like Plankton like sounds like a...
Plankton sounds like you, when you take your trash out and there's still slime at the bottom of the trash can, it's like what you're putting in, you're like dumping that out.
Hmm.
That's what that sounds like.
Does it sound like that to you? Or is it just because you're influenced by it's the lowest of the food chain?
Well, the lowest of the food chain is Kinja Bang noodles.
True.
Yeah.
The plankton feast on
They actually eat it when it gets discarded in the ocean from all the trash and waste.
All right, Plankton. Our situation is so specific. I doubt there is any anonymity for people who know me, winky face. A little background. I'm a 30-year-old German girl and married a Peruvian 31. We've been together since 2015 and got married in 2020. We currently live in the Netherlands, but are planning to move to Spain. The issue... Last week, my husband wanted to talk to me and said that he feels distant from me. I knew he had a difficult time lately. He was doubting if he wanted to get a new job and how he sees his future. But I didn't know that he also felt trouble in our relationship. So I was shocked. And the whole night, I was panicking and overanalyzing.
Oh.
I love him so much, and I never thought there were any doubts on his side. I got super scared, and instead of trying to work on a relationship, I built a wall and distanced myself even more out of insecurity and to protect my feelings. I have never felt that way with him. Of course, we talked about it and I'm trying to shake that feeling, but the anxiety is there and I don't know what to do. He apologized and said that he didn't want that to happen. And I apologized and said that he should be able to express his feelings without being scared of how I react. But there is still a weird vibe and I am having trouble to lighten up and have fun and connect. In 2018, after a failed attempt to build something in Peru, I got a job in the Netherlands and we decided to live here 5 to 10 years. My husband got a really good international job and last year we were talking about moving to Spain in 2024. He could keep his job and we could finally build a future. I was so excited. I was checking out houses and imagined our life there. But a couple of months ago, he told me that he wasn't sure if he wanted that. I was supportive and said that we could find a job anywhere, but let me know what you want. But I feel like his doubts only grew and I don't know how I can help him. I tried to tell him to do research because that always helps me to see what's possible and not, but I don't think he's doing that. We've been through so much and I'm so happy I found him. And of course, our relationship is not perfect, but I feel safe and seen when he accepts me with all my flaws. When I'm suffering from anxiety and depression, I always feel so loved. But now he's in a negative spiral and it seems like he also reflects that in our relationship. He feels distant and I don't think he's that attracted to me as before. I really hope it's just his mental state. I'm also blaming myself that I didn't see it coming. What do you think? Do you have any advice to calm myself or how can we have a good conversation about it without any pressure? I think we're also having problems making decisions together. Most of the time, one decides and the other one follows. I don't want that anymore. Any advice? I'm a dreamer and I want to work towards a future. And now I'm not sure that what that even would look like. I want to start planning and let my dream become a reality. Is that selfish? I don't know how. I don't know anymore what would make him happy and how I can make him happy. So any advice on how I can help him and how I can get out of this anxiety and overthinking? Sorry if this was a bit too long and I hope I didn't make too many language errors or weird sentences. Thank you and all the best, scared little wifey Plankton.
Okay, Plankton, check it out. I think he's just sad. I think he's, you know, he kind of is uprooted from his usual. He's put into an unfamiliar place and he's trying to find his bearings and he has really no roots.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's insecure about that. And so he's finding insecurity everywhere he looks, including your relationship, even though it's all solid.
But what do you think? What do you think, like, caused that? You know, if they were doing.
I think it's the core of it, right? The the unfamiliarity with where he is, like where, because like he got along to get along.
Yeah.
With where they were going, like the determination to move somewhere to for her job, right?
Yeah.
And then I think that he can't find his bearings, and so he feels insecure about where he lives, who he's with.
And it's causing a distance.
Yeah, but it's not. It's artificial. Because it's about everything, really. It's not about her.
Yeah.
That's my read.
Yeah, totally. So what do you think that she should do in this weird
spot? First of all, I think she's already done a really good job.
Yeah.
I really do. And yeah, just maybe being a little more, you know, listening to him, but then, you know, taking steps to help him see what he wants exactly.
Yeah.
Because I think it's always good to like take proactive steps towards a goal, right? Like, yeah, you're complaining about something, but how can we get you towards where you want to be?
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever you can do for that, I think will help him a lot.
I think that it sounds like because she said they're having trouble making decisions together.
Well, yeah, I think that stems from him being insecure about a lot of these different things. And so she's kind of looking for agreement, and he's not even sure about, you know, where they're at.
Okay.
That's my
so
take.
What's hard Could for me is that, well, I don't know how long this has been going on. So if it's been going on for, I don't know, a few months, that's reasonable. But if it's been like over a year, I don't know how long I could feel like you're distant and unattracted to me, despite my best efforts to reconnect and like help our relationship move forward, you know?
That's totally fair.
Which is like, so this is a pickle because I can't tell you exactly what I would do. Fortunately, like I've never felt that in our relationship, and it's
never.
The only long, like super long relationship and marriage that I've ever had.
Thankfully.
But I can't imagine like you just being like, yeah, everything that we had talked about our future being like, I don't know if I want that anymore. Like if we had talked about, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but like imagine that if
because what that does is it creates insecurity just from that doubt.
Yeah, and so that's what she's going through.
Yeah.
And then so let's say you said that, and I was like, okay, I can let's work together. We can live somewhere else then. Like where are you thinking? And you're just like, yeah, I don't know. And then, you know, I try to brainstorm. We could like research some stuff. And yeah, maybe he is going through just a sad, lost, confused period.
Yeah.
But I think the lack of communication is also creating
a
rift, you know?
Huge
and
problem.
Then if he's giving her even like hints that that he feels
distant.
You know, that, well, he has said distant, which I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah, me too.
But like, it doesn't sound like there's any him brainstorming how to kind of like fix that or like how to
work on
it.
Well, he's saying that he feels distant with her.
Yeah.
He's not necessarily blaming her. He's saying like I think there's
distance
with us,
right?
So I think that's good. That's more productive. I don't think he's like saying like, I have doubts in our relationship. It's like kind of like, hey, I want to hang with you more maybe. Hopefully.
Yeah, I mean.
Like I don't see a breakup button in the future here.
Yeah, I don't see a breakup button either. I just see this is definitely an issue that is better to be solved sooner than later.
Yes.
Because I think that resentment and stuff just grows the more that time goes by of feeling like your partner's not that into you.
Yeah, that sucks.
You know?
So I think that's a byproduct of like what he's going through is that she's feeling this distance from him.
Yeah.
And I hope that can be resolved because that's really the crux of it.
Yeah, because she's saying that she doesn't know if he's even attracted to her anymore, and she's like a dreamer, and like I totally get that vibe.
Yeah,
like I'm constantly
too.
Dreaming about things I want to do, and if my partner was just not on board with me or like just wasn't
a hater at all,
or just like kind of brought my energy down.
Yeah, that's the worst thing maybe is that the partner's not like not even like they're enthusiastic or unenthusiastic.
Like, they don't have to be
I don't even care.
Super hyped, but like being like, nah, I don't want to do that. Like if I, you know, I'm looking at houses in Spain because we said we were going to move to Spain, and then you're like, No, nah. I don't want to. And it's like, okay, where same then? Because like, I want to, I'm excited to go try to build something somewhere. And you're just kind of being a dead weight. And
if you, by the way, towel. If this guy is listening to this, I hope he does hear this. I do mean this. You know, if she has a light, right? If you're, you know, if you're a ship and you're lost at sea, you look for the light tower. Let her be your light for a while. It's okay to trust her. And yeah. Just like let her be that for a while. Maybe she'll take you where you want to go, right? Or maybe she won't. But ultimately, if you are stuck in a place, I think it's really good to lean on your partner a little bit and let them be your light for a little bit. I you know, if you are truly stuck mm-hmm. and you trust them, which I assume you do. So yeah, hope that happens for you.
Yeah, truly. I really hope that helps. Truly. But communication is totally key. And I think that working on it together, you know, exhausting all of your options, I wouldn't jump to the breakup button, obviously. But no. I wouldn't
live in Las Vegas, Nevada, if not for, well, first of all, I wanted to live in Las Vegas 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But then credit to Nikki, I didn't even look at our house that we were buying.
No.
Until the day that we were signing
once
for it.
Once we like decide on a plan, like I will make it happen.
Exactly.
Like I'm like, I can't think of anything else. Like I just am dead set on like executing the plan.
And I know her so well that I'm like, I don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah,
just
true.
Sick her on the issue and I'm good.
If I'm obsessed enough
and
with it.
And I was
it.
Already doing crypto stuff anyway at the time. So like, I was like, yeah, go do it. I don't care. And then she showed me videos of this place. And I'm like, cool. It's great.
Yeah, I
like,
FaceTimed him when I was here. I flew out by myself to go check it out. And
dude, I'm a guy who when I started banging this bitch, I was on a fucking air mattress.
Yeah.
So if you think I'm worried about where I'm going to live, you're nuts.
Bro, he set the bar so low from the beginning so that it could only go up from there.
It has only gone up.
Now he cuts me watermelon every day and makes me...
I take care of this woman.
Makes me breakfast.
And fix the air conditioning and everything.
He's been really just stepping up his game to a whole different level. Damn but right. Yeah. No, I don't think it's selfish, by the way.
I don't either.
You say, like, I think putting your happiness... above everything, like it's like an oxygen mask. You can't shine your light if you are not like like taking care of your own light, right?
Exactly,
like
right.
You can't shine your light on others if you're not taking care of yours. So yeah, protect that, make sure that self-care is a priority and that you're really, you know, taking care of your own happiness first.
It's okay to lean on each other.
It is.
And guys, I know that's tough sometimes. And I don't really push that button almost ever, but it is good to have that button if you need it.
The lean on each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that was a toughie for you. It still is.
Oh, it's... but yeah, because it was a huge breakthrough for our relationship. So.
I think that, yeah, there's been several times where he was put in a spot where he kind of had to depend on me.
Yep.
And
it taught me a lot.
Yeah, it did. I definitely felt closer after that.
Exactly. And then that's what it's about.
Yeah. All right. Hope that helps. Plankton.
Sincerely. Let us know.
Yeah.
Follow up.
Let us know. And also, congrats on wherever you end up moving. Sounds like
yeah, sounds fucking fun.
Fun time wherever you guys end up.
Yeah, sounds real fun.
Okay. Next question. This one's titled, initiating a conversation on odd behavior with significant other. Ooh. Juicy. Hey, Nikki and Steve. First things first. I like that you put Nikki and Steve.
I don't like
correct
it.
Correct order.
I don't like it.
First things first, thanks a million for keeping me laughing in times where I truly needed it. You two set the standards for a relationship that I strive to obtain one day. Aw, thank you so much.
Thank you sincerely.
Sincerely.
We banged recently, by the way. That was awesome.
We did. We got it in.
We got it in finally. This bitch
didn't think
has
we
been
could
at the
do
World
it.
Series every day.
It's
and
true.
We finally got it in.
I busted the next day, but you know
and
what?
I busted the day
yeah,
previous.
That's not nice.
Let's go.
All right. That being said, I have a problem that I'll try to shorten as much as possible. My boyfriend, 32 male, and I, 24 female, have been together nearly 4 years, and I've had something odd happen recently within the last 2 months or so. My boyfriend and I share our locations with each other for safety reasons, and sometimes I check his location to gauge his ETA for how much time I have to finish up dinner before he arrives. We haven't moved in together yet, so we still both live with family. One night I noticed he was at a spot we go to smoke weed, have some privacy and chill. I didn't think much of it because everyone needs their time alone, so I figured that's what he was doing. He texted me and said his brother came over to smoke with him at his house, so he would lag coming over. This also didn't faze me because this has happened before. The weird part was that he went to another location before he went home. I didn't recognize the location, which is odd because I know the friends he usually hangs out with and where they live, so this didn't sit right with me. About a month after this, I saw that he was at a park near his house when he told me he was at home playing games. To test whether he would tell me where he was, because why would he lie, I texted him, "How's Call of Duty going?" And he replied, "It's going well, baby." I haven't told him that I know he wasn't where he said he was, but I can't stop thinking about
who says that?
If he was.
It's going well, baby. Okay. I know. Call of Duty's going well, baby.
A guilty guy.
I'll tell you that. My KD ratio is flying right now, baby.
I can't stop thinking about if he was with someone, and if so, who was he with? I feel guilty because I feel like I've abused the purpose of us sharing locations, but why would he lie slash not tell me his whereabouts if he wasn't doing anything suspicious? How do I bring this up to him to talk about, especially if I'm worried he might flip it around on me about keeping tabs on his location? Please help a girl out. Much love and admiration. Cool Koala. She gave herself a silly nickname.
I like that.
I like that.
That's
too.
Pretty silly. Koalas are never that cool.
Cool koala. Yeah, have you met one?
Very aggressive creatures.
Have you met one?
Very aggressive
They're
creatures.
They're really dumb.
The most aggressive creatures in the animal kingdom.
They just eat eucalyptus leaves all day, and sometimes they fall out of trees.
And they eat the throats of children. You ever see that video?
No.
I'll send it to you.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Do they really?
They rip their fucking
throat. Why you gotta ruin
out.
Koala bears for me?
I'm sorry.
I actually really liked them.
I did too, until I got on Twitter.
Well, what you... Yeah. I was having a good day.
I did too, until I got
all right,
on Twitter.
All right, so cool koala. This is a toughie because I don't want to tell you the wrong thing because I'm fucking fuming.
First of all, I like how this chick is like headphones on Mission Impossible radar in front of her face.
No, it like literally not even like
no,
she's
I don't
just
blame
like,
her.
Where? No, it's
this
not even
funny.
Like that. No, it's not. It's okay. Not even like that. She's like, so this is the thing.
Hey,
is
Ethan,
that
where are you
it's
at?
Such a simple, it's such a simple, like, oh, he's there. Okay, cool. Like no big deal. And this is why I feel pissed because it's like, he can use this to make her sound crazy like you're doing right now as if like she's like a detective on a mission when really she just glanced at her phone and saw that he was at some location.
No.
Right?
Hold on.
What?
She glanced at her phone, yes.
Yeah.
And then she tracked it the rest of the night.
What do you mean she tracked it the rest of the night?
She tracked it to see where he was going next.
Because he said he was going to meet up with her in a little bit.
Which is fine. I'm just saying like that's what happened. So like, you know, she was definitely like staring at that thing.
Okay, I would too though.
I get it. Like, and I get it.
If there's a sus reason for me to be like,
yeah, that's fair.
So the first time it happened, he goes to a weird unknown spot.
Yes.
She's like, huh, that's weird. I'm not gonna jump to judgment, right? I'm gonna reserve judgment. I'm gonna keep my eye on it now. Like I'm just gonna keep my eye out. If it happens again, then that'll set alarm bells off. And then it happened again. Alarm bells are now off and they're valid for being there. Now it's like she doesn't want him to use that against her to sound crazy for some reason is a thing that shouldn't be a thing. Like, oh, you're keeping tabs on me. Only guilty people say shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Like, if you, like, what you, she, he
Why
clearly,
do you care so much?
He lied to her. Like, the gaslighting, I'm honestly pissed for her.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, because this has happened to me before, but this was not via location. This was. I saw text messages that said he was somewhere else but from a girl like when he said that he couldn't be with me, blah, blah, blah.
And I was like, look, bitch,
and it's like, how do I bring this up without, you know, saying I saw the text message on your phone, you know, because that now I'm the bad guy because I saw the fucking text message where you're actually the bad guy because you lied to me and now I just caught you.
She's talking about me, by the way, but yeah.
I'm not.
I'm a cool guy.
Shut up. So it's a hard situation because, yeah, they will use that against you. And, like, maybe I shouldn't say will. Like, maybe he won't. Maybe he'll just immediately be like, oh, I shouldn't have lied. I'm sorry.
Right.
But that's, like, that's your best case scenario.
Hope. Yeah, you hope.
The what's probably going to happen is he goes, nuh-uh. I was playing games. Like, what are we talking about? I was playing Call of Duty. Like, why would I lie? Why would I lie? You're crazy. Like, okay, so obviously there was a glitch in the app and now you're fucking crazy. So and true. You're crazy. I hate it for you. I hate where you're at. I hate the spot. So glad it's not me in this spot. I've been there.
Wow, hey, that's good advice.
Yeah, I know. Just like I hate.
I'm so glad it's not me. Yeah, it's really good advice.
Because I'm secondhand fuming pissed off right now.
Yeah. It's like, oh man, I'm so glad I'm not you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really good
advice. No, because
advice,
I've been you and I fucking hate it.
Look, the biggest thing is obviously the guy's just lying to you. So just say it.
Yeah. I mean, just that's like, all, hey, that's really what you have to do.
Hey, all the things I just told, shit they don't tell you.
I mean, yeah,
and a whole audience of strangers listening. I'm going to ask you the same questions.
Exactly how you worded it in here.
Yeah, you did really good.
Is the most rational way to word it to him. Yep. Like, hey, you know how we do this? Because, like, yeah, because, well, you know, an odd thing happened when you were talking about your brother. So then I kept my eye on it. And then this happened and you lied to me. And
by the way, I know what your gamer tag is. You weren't doing that good on Call of Duty that night, pal. I saw your KD ratio. It was dog shit. You got fucking blowed up so many times.
Well, that would mean he was playing.
No.
Oh.
Why would he say he's doing good?
Oh.
If he's doing bad.
Oh, wow.
If he got blowed up a
bunch. So he was playing Call of Duty. He just earlier. Wasn't doing good.
Exactly.
I see. So, yeah. Wow, what
That's
a liar.
Shady.
Yeah, super liar.
If at the end of the day, all that he did bad was Call of Duty play, I would love it.
No, for sure, but that's not what happened.
Yeah,
it's the whole point.
Hopefully.
This reminds me of a good... There's a friend of ours who... this exact thing happened, okay? But like not the same locations, where her guy... And this was when they first started dating, too. They had the geolocation thing turned on, and it was like for similar purposes. And he said he was in his living room eating noodles, specifically noodles.
Who says
and
that?
And she knew he was at this massage parlor that gives happy endings.
What a legend.
Like,
dude.
It was, that's where his tag was. And so she was like, how are the noodles? And he was like, so good. A little
so
bit hot.
Good.
A little bit hot.
Yeah.
A little bit hot.
Yeah.
And she was like, I know you're not eating noodles, but she called it out right there.
Wow.
Like, I know. So, you know, you didn't call it out right there. You could have, but she was like, I know you're not eating noodles. And he doubled down. He's like, what do you mean? Of course I'm eating noodles right now. I'm eating noodles right now.
Yeah.
Right now. And then she like said, like, your car is at a massage parlor.
He's like, did I say I'm eating noodles? My noodles being eaten. I'm so sorry.
My noodles being
That's
eaten.
That's what I was trying to say.
Exactly.
So it's a simple syntax
error. But it's
error.
Just they're caught doing something and they're probably going to double down. If he said that to you on the
you
phone.
You have to. By the way, you have
it's
to.
It's going well, baby.
As his lawyer,
he's
I would say he has to
double down.
Yeah, he has to.
But I hope for your sake he does it. But now it's like, what should we tell Cool Koala to do about this?
God. First of all, leave the kids alone.
Ugh. Such a gross situation. I hate being lied to so much. Like, I think my number one pet peeve in the world is being lied to. I think that's why I like poker so much, is just I get to like catch people lying to me all day and like be right about it and get paid for it.
It's pretty fun.
Like, don't fucking lie to me.
A lifetime of trauma finally paying you back.
Yeah.
I would say the biggest thing to do is just do exactly what you just did. You already built a legal case. You sent it to shit they don't tell you.
Yeah.
Present it to this fucking the plaintiff.
Yeah.
And let's see what happens.
If I was the judge, life sentence.
You know what I mean? Death penalty.
Death penalty. Don't fucking lie to me and then gaslight me.
And then because I'm a boy and I say I'm always for the boys.
Boys will be boys.
I would say hopefully he gets off easy. But
probably
not if,
will.
But not if my wife's in the room.
The privilege.
I'd say, hey, look, he should be. Give him the chair, and then when my wife leaves the room, I'm like, I hope he gets off easy, because I'm for the boys.
Why would you tell me that?
I'm for the boys, baby.
Why would you tell me
baby,
that?
Baby,
in front of me.
It's just
in front of me right
it's
now.
It's a lifestyle.
Now I know your plan.
It's a lifestyle.
Now I know your plan.
No, it has nothing to do with me.
You're gonna fucking lie to me.
Me?
You're gonna say that you hope he gets the chair because that's what I want, and then you're gonna go and
yeah,
and
it's
a lie.
I'll be for the boys later. Yeah, I will.
Damn.
I'm so for the boys.
Mark,
I'm a rider.
Mark, hit the breakup button for us.
Hey, Mark, I'm a rider, baby. Hey, Mark, hit the vroom, vroom, vroom. Because I'm a rider, baby.
Shut up.
I ride with the boys in the sunset.
All right, go hang with the boys.
They don't want to. They can't hang with them. They can't. It's late.
Bye. Because they're with their wives.
Exactly.
All right. Well, cool, Koala. I hope that helps. I'm so sorry for you.
Seriously,
I'm very fuming for you. And
triggered. It's going to ruin our night.
Just know that you're not alone. That every 5 minutes, a girl is getting gaslit by her asshole boyfriend. Not that he's an asshole. I don't know him, but you know, I'm pretty pissed off at him right now.
Hey,
so.
But every 7 minutes, there's a guy, innocent guy, playing Call of Duty or perhaps Grand Theft Auto. And he's got his bitch standing in front of the TV, and she's accusing him of all kinds of shit he never did in his life.
That's true.
So let's
the universe is balanced.
Let's give the statistics, the actual statistics. Yeah, but not...
those people didn't write into shit they don't tell you.
Okay, fair.
Okay.
Okay, fair.
All right. Well, I hope that helps. That's all the questions we have for today. If you have a question, again, you can email your question about any subject, but you know, it tends to be relationship based because we're in a relationship and we've been through some other relationships that were not as great. And stuff to offer, that some shit they don't tell you that maybe we wish we would have known. So, you know, write us about anything. podcast@nikki.limo, podcast@nikki.limo. And we may or may not. I don't know.
Well, definitely.
We may.
We'll do it.
We might.
We'll do it.
Answer your question. Maybe
Why
not.
Why wouldn't we?
Maybe we read your question. We couldn't figure out if we read it before. And
that's true.
Then we didn't read it.
But that's only happened like 150 times.
We just don't know if we read it on a show before.
Yeah.
And so sorry if you got skipped. I don't know. All right. Subscribe and so share with your friends. And
check us out on Patreon. Helps a lot. Yeah. Nothing helps the show more than helping us out on Patreon. We love
that,
you guys.
Patreon.com/sticky. Links in the description.
Best community ever. If you're not in our Discord, you're really messing up out there.
You're missing out.
And
we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.